This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
To be devil's advocate again, if someone or something tells you that's where they are, why believe them?
As if a spirit was saying where they are?
If they say they're a spirit. Okay. How do I know that?
I guess I would say because they answered you for one. So, I don't know, I guess I just kind of assume that if they're answering you and communicating with you, what else could it be? You know, we've had people who've seen their loved ones. We've had people who've seen people who've passed away that you know about. Like, say there's a suicide and everyone's like, oh, why? There's a woman in a white dress and everybody sees the woman in the white dress. And they're all, again, having the same similar type experiences. So I guess I feel like there's just so much evidence and different experiences that people have seen not to believe it's not a spirit. Or what else would be talking to you? You know, I guess, you know.
One of the things that we found with other paranormal investigators and people that get into hauntings, for example, last week's guest, Brian Bonner, who's very skeptical, but he does believe that strange things happen, but he tends to find a lot of mundane explanations. Another one that we've had on is Morgan Knudsen from Edmonton up here in Canada. She is more of your sort of traditional, what you would think of as a ghost or a paranormal investigator, but she also tends to find a lot of mundane explanations. But both of them, the common thing is that they both feel really good about being able to help the people who have asked for their help. And especially when they do find, a mundane explanation from something or for something, those people tend to feel very relieved and thankful. Have you ever done an investigation into a private home where you have just found that it's something that the wind is catching in a certain way or something else, some mundane explanation?
Yeah, we did actually have a house where they were having a problem with their child and they just felt like the room was haunted and that kind of stuff. So we went there and they had so much EMF detection from the K2s, anything we put in there, the wiring, whatever was in this room was terribly wired. Just way too much. We call it like the cage, too much energy. So we suggested moving the child out of that room. And once they did that, everything was fine. So we told them that we weren't getting anything paranormal. Everything was related to the wiring in this particular room. So whether they rewired or not, but ever since they moved the kid out of the room, everything was fine.
That's very interesting, especially also that it's a child. Do you find this is another thing that people tend to think of in terms of paranormal investigations, that children are more sensitive to the paranormal?
Yeah, they do say they are, and I have found that in my own experiences, and they just say it's more because they haven't been, as their parents are like, there's no such thing as ghosts, so they're more open to it, and they don't see a ghost as a ghost. They just see it as a person like you or I would see a person, so that's why they're not usually scared. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't some that are scary that the kids are seeing, but for the most part, you know, I've actually had my own granddaughter. I lived actually in an old farmhouse for many, many years, and I knew it was haunted, but we had an understanding, you don't bug me, I don't bug you unless I want to kind of situation. And my granddaughter was over, and she just happened to say to my daughter, hey, who's the man in the black hat waving on the back porch? And, of course, she doesn't tell me right away. And I was like, I would have went and got my voice recorder. You know, so she saw him, and we never thought that she was, you know, she's never said much. She's maybe had a couple ghostly experiences since then, but then nothing at all, because my daughter's actually scared of ghosts and tells the kids there's no such thing.
Well, that's really interesting because we've got this common denominator here with the EM fields, right? So we've got a child who the wiring is bad, but it's giving them the impression that there is some sort of a ghostly phenomena taking place. I'm not sure if you've heard of Michael Persinger, who developed a thing called the God Helmet, where he used EM fields to induce in people paranormal-like experiences.
Yeah, and, I have about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have, again, Brian Bonner, who was out investigating one case where it turned out that on very close to the other side of a wall in one of the locations they were investigating was a cell tower that was causing all kinds of problems and experiences with the people who were in this room. So there seems to be this common denominator of EM fields being responsible for causing people's experiences, which I find very interesting. I'm not sure exactly how to correlate it all or what it all means necessarily, like how, say, a random EM field could produce the kind of responses that you're expecting on something like the type of equipment that you're using. That's a little bit more mysterious. Don't know how to explain it, but we're still dealing with some sort of an EM field.
Right, and I think more of the paranormal that people experience with because of the EM is when they're having such huge high dosage, you know, of it. I guess it's like anything. If you just slowly are exposed to a little bit, you're not going to notice. But if you all of a sudden get hit with a big shockwave of it, then you're going to get experiences and notice.
Right, or if you're a child, maybe you are more sensitive to EM. In fact, with the whole cell phone controversy, which still is around, the World Health Organization has recommended that they remove the wireless routers from elementary schools because they're now not so sure that it doesn't affect young people.
Right, and I think we'll find more and more of that as time goes on with different all different kinds of products and things that are coming out. We know that from all the different things we're finding throughout the world now.
Okay, moving along here, we've got two asylums, and what could be more interesting than an insane asylum?
Yeah.
So we have the Fergus Falls and the Peoria asylums. What happened there?
Fergus Falls was awesome. That was our first big asylum, and it's actually here in Minnesota. They don't offer it open to anybody. It was a special request that we were able to get in there. I think we're one of three groups that have ever been in there. It was just really cool, again, being in there, going through the different tunnels. They have, like, underground tunnels. And it's so dark in there. So yeah, it's kind of like our first time of feeling like, you know, like big-time investigators in this huge building. It was just so much fun. Just so many deaths. Again, tuberculosis was a big thing back there. They used to do medical experiments on people, like putting them in, you know, hot water for hours on end and then cold water, and people would have skin sloughing off from these things. They did lobotomies there. There were children there, just tons of stuff.
Yeah, you imagine all sorts of horrors, like the Francis Farmer, you know, type of stuff where that goes on. So it's just, did you get any, were there any apparitions or any communications that you had there or things moving around? What was some of the phenomena?
I didn't really see much. Again, a lot of things when we do investigating, you won't see until you get home and see it on film footage. So the way like all the TV shows have with the ghost hunters, you know, with this like nonstop action, it's really not like that. Like you are walking around for 14 hours in the dark saying hello, and you might get something. You might get 2 minutes of film footage of stuff you've captured that whole night. So I do know that we did get an EVP. The weird thing was the walkie-talkies was the biggest thing for Fergus Falls. And I'm still on the fence with that one. I'm not sure. But they had reports of, like, hearing things on walkie-talkies. The security guards would hear voices coming in. We were having weird squelching going on throughout the whole night because it's so big, and we had like four teams at night. So just to keep in contact, we all had walkie-talkies, and it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning where we started getting a little kid talking on it. And it was just saying, hello, I love you. and just weird, weird stuff like, Papa, where are you? And just
let's stop it here. We got more to come with Jill, Gina, Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
When you were saying, Hello, I Love You, Jill, I was thinking of the old Doors song.
Oh, yes.
Hello, I Love You, Won't You Tell Me Your Name?
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah, the Fergus was really interesting. I don't know You know, we weren't on a secure channel with our walkie-talkies, but it was just weird of, like, what little kid's up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we'll never be able to be sure what that was from, but it was just interesting experience is how we're going to look at that one.
Well, I mean, I can imagine the skeptics might say baby room monitor, wireless baby room monitors. Maybe some kid did wake up and they live nearby and...
Oh, there's no houses very close to the asylum. That's the only thing, too.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if baby monitors can come on the regular walkie-talkie channels. I'm not sure, but we just found it really interesting,
yeah,
you know.
For sure. We've all heard of a number of haunted hotels. So you've got the Rhodes Hotel and the Klondike Hotel.
Yeah, the Klondike was real quiet that night, but I remember the Rhodes Hotel. We were all sitting down on the main floor, and we were just, you know, we always just talk and see if we can get something to go on. And I just said, hey, if there's somebody around, you think you can come on down and visit? And all of a sudden, you started hearing footsteps upstairs, like walking towards us. So that was kind of cool. If you're asked, you know, that you asked for something, all of a sudden you start hearing. And it was like the sound of boots on a wood floor. That kind of sound, and nobody else is upstairs.
Interesting. It seems to me that through this entire interview so far, one of the most common things that seems to happen in terms of paranormal phenomena in these cases are these footsteps. You'll hear footsteps coming downstairs or towards you down some hall, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, say, the most common type of phenomena that you get, or what is the most common type of phenomena that you guys have encountered?
I would say, like, if you're not using equipment, I would say, like you say, the sounds, the different sounds, like you'll hear doors or you'll hear the footsteps, which really always floors me of why you hear footsteps when, like, they're not a solid object. So I still have not figured out why you would hear that, but I've heard it more than once. You know, sometimes you'll feel like a light touch. You know, something like that versus your equipment. Because sometimes we like to just put all our equipment away and just sit there and see what happens. You know, like, are we going to get any, you know, different feels, different types of things? Because sometimes I feel like, you know, if they're being filmed too much or, you know, touch this, touch that, they're not going to interact as much. Could be that they don't really know what it is. You know, if you think about it, how weird do we look? If you're from the 1900s, how weird do we look right now? We probably look pretty strange.
If that's what's happening, maybe now's a good time to ask, do a little bit of interaction between the ufologists and the ghost hunters, is that when you pose the question of how something that is supposed to be ethereal can produce footsteps without being sort of physical, as you say, or material, the explanation that I like to theorize about is that we're dealing with the same thing. We're not dealing with ghosts. We're dealing with aliens. And they've got the technology, at least according to all of the reports that we've got, the combined technology of anti-gravity. They're able to shut off car engines, affect EM. They're able to disappear. They're able to take on other forms and create different shapes and do projections. They have all of the technology far advanced from us to be able to pull off all of these phenomena. Including if you get into thinking about how they've been seemingly studying our society for hundreds, if not thousands of years, it would be possible for them to know the information from the past and to be able to relay that in a way that would make a person assume that what they're dealing with is someone from the past. So say if they've been studying a particular place and particular people, in a particular place for several generations, they would be able to have the imagery of that person as well as identify them and provide all the sorts of information in such a limited fashion as you guys experience to convince you that what you're actually experiencing is somebody who is a departed person. So I've tried to be sort of to work with ghost hunters to say, please consider this. Maybe you're not dealing with dead people. Maybe you're dealing with some sort of alien who's studying you to see what sort of reaction you'll have to something that you think could be a dead person, just to see how you'll react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Will you recognize that it is an illusion? Or will you jump to the conclusion that it's an actual departed member of our species that has gone off to some other dimension? When you compare those two possibilities, one is completely technologically possible, whereas the other one is philosophically and materially, there's just so many problems with the idea of somebody being able to survive death and go on to in some other dimension and continue on in their existence, that the two, if you compare the two, one is really reasonable in terms of what we have for evidence and the other one isn't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That is really surprising. I was expecting, no.
But you have to have an open mind. You can't say this exactly what it is. You know why? Because none of us really know what it is. We all have our thoughts and opinions on what it is, but really none of us truly know what any of it is.
That is really open-minded, because you would not believe the amount of times I've been actually attacked back by, not necessarily on this show, but when I've tried to network with ghost hunters and bring this to their attention to say, look, you know, maybe we're not dealing with the dearly departed here. Maybe we're dealing with something else that wants us to think that, or wants to provide this stimulus for us and then study our behavior and see what we think of it. And they are so entrenched in the belief of life after death that they completely dismiss it offhand, and then they don't want to even talk about it. Yeah. So I find that your response really not typical of the average ghost hunter, and very open-minded. And to say that we don't know, I don't know either. I'm just trying to come up with answers that, from my experience and belief that strange things do happen, and what evidence that we do know seems to make the most sense.
Right, exactly. And I'm basing my opinions on my personal experiences as well. Whether mine are correct, we don't know. That's just what I've based my opinions on the many different things that has happened to me.
Yeah, that's perfectly fair. And so now that you know this, and of course, you know, we'd like to get you back on the show maybe in another couple of months or 2 or 3 months down the road. Look, now that you've got this other sort of intellectual tool to think about, then maybe reflect on it a bit and tell us more about it.
Hey, we'll have the answer in our next segment, Two More to Go, with Gene Randall and Jill. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii endured a fatal helicopter crash in April, a skydiving plane crash in June, and now fire officials on the island of Kauai believe there are no survivors from Thursday's tour helicopter crash.
There were 7 people, including 2 children on board. In addition to the pilot, there were 2 families, a party of 2 and a party of 4.
KGMB reporter Chelsea Davis.
County officials tell us they found 6 sets of remains. The search for the 7th has been called off because of the weather. Search will resume for the 7th at first light in the morning, weather permitting. But again, officials tell us there does not appear to be any signs of any survivors.
In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Jill, Randall asked you a question or made a comment that maybe I'd like to hear you respond to.
Essentially, that this is sort of an opportunity to do a little networking with the ufology people to say, well, yeah, okay, that's something to consider.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, a lot of times I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on. My tool to communicate for me is the spirit box. I've asked things such as, you know, do you meet new people on the other side? Apparently you do. That's just some of the responses I've got. So it would totally make sense to ask questions about, you know, another life form on another planet, you know, things like that. But I also feel, for me and some of my experiences when I'm trying to find the other side, is certain things aren't supposed to be talked about or that you're not supposed to know about, such as when I try to ask questions about God, it seems like it shuts everything down. Like it no longer wants to talk or able to talk about that particular subject. As for instance, we were at a rectory talking supposedly with the equipment it was interacting with, that it was the priest that had committed suicide. He said that he was sorry that he did it, wish he hadn't committed suicide. And then when I started asking questions about God, I think I said, if there is a God, touch this machine. Well, nothing happened. So I said, are you saying there is no God? And it didn't respond. And then I said, well, are you telling me you can't tell me this information? And then it went all the way up, you know, like, yeah, I can't talk about it. So I kind of feel like there's some unwritten things there that we're not supposed to know until we pass.
Or if that's actually what's happening. So, you know, getting back at it, is say if we look at it from the other perspective, we've got, for example, I'm not sure how familiar you are with ufology, but when we get into the abduction phenomena, we get the situation where sometimes families feel that they have been under observation for a number of generations, and that numbers of generations have actually had experiences of missing time where they may have been studied or even taken aboard a craft. Now, if it's the case that we've got some alien anthropologists studying generations in certain places of us, then they're going to have all of that information from the past. They're going to be able to use technology that is in the electromagnetic spectrum to be able to communicate with your spirit box. There have been incidents where people feel that they've had telepathic communication. So if you experience some sort of voice in your head, it is probably, well, I shouldn't say it's probably them, but it's at least possible that that's what's happening. You're getting some sort of a mind-to-mind communication. Or maybe it's technology again, like the God helmet, where they're able to transmit a sound into your head. And even we have that technology now. We can make it sound through certain kinds of technology that you're hearing a voice in your head when it's not there. That's not something that is fiction, it's a science fact. So when you get technology that is possible to explain a phenomena, then it seems more reasonable to say that some sort of technology is behind it rather than some sort of superstition, which is what life after death is. In other words, there doesn't seem to be any evidence that there is life after death, and it doesn't even seem to be possible that there's life after death.
Well, I don't know. I beg to differ on that. Based on things that I've gotten, and
yeah, what sort of things? Let's try to figure out if there is an exception to the rule there, because if there is, that would be really interesting. Because then we could divide the two up again and maybe look further into one or the other.
Well, I guess I said it's just different evidence I've gotten through different investigations to me proves that there's something. But then also, like, you know, like different family members of mine have had, you know, different experiences where they have seen their loved ones and they have told them that there was a heaven and it was beautiful. My mother passed away like 2 years ago, and before she knew what I did, she wasn't real agreeing on it. She's very religious and said that I shouldn't be dabbling in it, but she was still supporting me. I was her daughter. But I said, I don't care how you do it, but you need to let me know there's another side. Just let me know, just somehow. That was probably like a week before she passed away. And my daughter had a really, really vivid dream. Never knew I had asked my mom to come talk to me about anything. And she told me, you know, how vivid it was and all the things. She said, Grandma looked great, and she was telling her all this stuff. And she said, and by the way, tell your mom yes. And she goes, and then she said, well, whatever that means to me. So I thought that was just really cool. Now, how my daughter would even know that I asked my mom to let me know somehow, it's just kind of weird. So just even just little things like that from actual.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a very personal experience. And if we were to look at that then and say, okay, well, what else could it be then? Well, it sounds then like what we have is a third entity or force that is watching or overseeing the whole thing. How would your daughter know unless someone else was in the know, and to provide that particular experience for her? Let's suppose that these aliens are interested in not just abducting random people, but studying people like yourself who are believers in this particular kind of phenomena just because they find it interesting. Just to humor me for a minute. Let's suppose they've been doing this for a number of years and they know. So they know your daughter, they know your mother, maybe they even have ways of transmitting sounds and imagery into people's minds. Like I say, we already have that. We've got the Persinger helmet, we've got the ways of transmitting sounds. So technologically, it's possible to do that. How do you know that that's not what was done? And that they're just wondering what your reaction is going to be. Are you going to believe it was actually some sort of message from an afterlife? Or are you going to think of another possibility?
Well, I think a lot of people would like to think that there's an afterlife. And especially when, for me, since it was so close and personal to me, I tend to believe that that's really what happened. Not saying that there couldn't be another realm out there, you know, having the aliens controlling different things. Again, we don't know, but I guess it's all in what probably just makes you feel better. It makes you sleep good at night, you know? Mm-hmm.
So it's a comfort food.
It could be.
So it's nice to believe this is happening, that people do survive, that there's life after death, that sometimes, for some reason, those who passed on want to contact the living and use this means to do so. Again, you know, your guess is as good as mine. If someone says, I'm your long-lost uncle, well, maybe they find out something about your long-lost uncle, but doesn't necessarily mean they are who they claim to be.
Correct.
Right. That's the whole point, is if we've got a way of explaining something with some sort of technology or existing evidence, and we don't have a way to explain how anyone could possibly survive death other than sort of belief in the supernatural, then which avenue of investigation seems more reasonable to pursue is sort of the way that I look at things. So I'm not saying necessarily to change your point of view, or I'm just saying, hey, here's another option that a lot of ghost hunters haven't considered. It's at least as out there as alien abductions when you think about it. And we have a lot of the same type of phenomena taking place. Like if you've got anti-gravity, you can move things around. If you've got some sort of invisibility, you can walk around in a house without being detected or seen, but still be able to move things.
You know what? We may be invisible if we don't do these announcements. Jill, Randall and Jean, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Randall, you're saying here, well, we have alternate explanations. We also have the resemblance, which has been documented by some of the people we deal with, such as Red Pill Junkie, that there are strong connections in terms of the phenomena between a near-death experience and a UFO abduction. Interesting. Let me ask you a question here, Jill. Obviously, this is something that we can't answer, but have you had people trying to fake it?
No. No, I haven't come across that. I know there are people when you are doing and screening people, especially for private homes, you know, you kind of want to make sure they're mentally stable. So you just kind of go through different questions and ask them. I have actually heard of a place that used to fake, you know, the whole ghost thing so that they could get people in and make money. But that was like one in a million persons that do it. There's going to be some people like that in every group, no matter what you get.
Definitely. Yeah, tell us about it. You know, how many fake UFO pictures are there on the internet now? Well, just to conclude with the UFO thing, one thing I would ask you to do, and this is what we've asked with other investigators as well, if they've noticed this, and if they haven't noticed it, to just make a casual question of it, of the people, of the witnesses. If there's been a correlation of UFO sightings in the area of these haunted places. So far, every single ghost investigator that we've talked to who is sort of aware of UFOs has said, yes, there has been. Something to keep in mind.
Oh, that's very interesting. I will have to kind of keep out for that now and see how the correlation goes with that.
Yeah, it's simple, easy question, and maybe, you know, it will lead to something in the future. We don't know what. Okay, this is good, because I think everybody's, when you're talking about the supernatural and scary places, we're talking about the Villisca Axe Murder House.
Oh, God, I love that place.
Okay, what's been going on there?
Well, if people don't know the story, there were six people that were back in like 1910, I believe it was, were all killed with an axe and they never caught the murderer. And four of those being children, anywhere from, I think they were from 5 to 12 years old. Being there was a really emotional experience at first. And going there, we had decided not to talk about their death, you know, because how many people come in there and rehash how you got killed? Nobody wants to hear that. So being in the small rooms and knowing how the murders took place and these poor children had to hear their parents being killed and how close they were, it was just overwhelming. But we did get a lot of voices, like the kids talking to each other. Like they said, Lena, no, Lena, no. So she likes to do things to people. So I think one of the kids were trying to tell her not to do something. When the kids were talking to each other, one says, you want to play? And the other one says, no way. We had a little boy that says, I want to touch your things. And they were class A, like they were just talking into the microphone. They threw pebbles at us throughout the night. They would just come shooting down from upstairs. And then they touched the REM pods and stuff too. It was one jumped on the bed while I was in there too. It's an old springy bed. So I was just sitting there and you could just feel somebody to jump on it. The whole thing started shaking. So that was what I find interesting is on the spirit box, the little boy said his favorite thing was bacon. We came back like 4 or 5 years later to investigate again. And I put the bacon out in this pie pan that I have. So if it gets touched, it's kind of like a REM pod. It alarms. I put it in the kitchen. I brought the bacon and said, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but you told me you like bacon. And so I brought it to you. And within 2 minutes, that thing alarmed. So that was pretty cool that happened.
Unless they tell you, you know what? I'd rather have pot stickers. And deep dish pizza.
Who doesn't like bacon? Come on now.
Well, you know, I'm a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn, so.
But yeah, Villisca was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was our first place we stayed overnight. And me and this another girl who used to belong to our group, we faced each other on our air mattresses and held hands all night because we were so scared to sleep in a haunted location. And now it's just no big deal. I'm like, I'm crashed out. I don't care. I'll go to sleep.
So it would be presumably haunted by the victims of this axe murderer, not the axe murderer themselves.
You know, it's controversial. They say that the guy who did it is now stuck there. But I find that hard to believe when he didn't die there.
Right.
So you can take it for what it's worth on what people find. I just know I got a lot of interaction with the kids. I got a lot of really good kid voices. And so I myself know that that's who's there.
I recall a couple of cases, though, and I mean, just vaguely, because I couldn't name all the details about them, but where people have been followed from one location to another by what they feel is some sort of a presence. Have you encountered anything like that?
Yeah, I personally haven't, but my other teammates have. After visiting Edinburgh Manor in Iowa, which is another asylum, Donna saw like a cowboy guy at the end of her bed for like 3 nights in a row when she got home. Alex had gotten from Malvern Manor, actually, which is another asylum in Iowa. When he got home and he lives in an apartment, nothing's ever happened at his house. And all of a sudden his faucets were turning on. His dog would go crazy. Just weird stuff was happening when they weren't home. So he just kindly, you know, did some, you know, talking like, hey, you can't be here. You need to come go back. And then it finally settled down. But he just thought that was really weird. But I personally haven't. I know Teresa's had some weird stuff at her house, too. But I guess I'm lucky. I don't know. I say a little prayer and tell them to stay where they're at. So.
That's interesting that you should mention animals. We haven't talked about that at all yet.
They definitely can see. I know. They can sense stuff.
Well, look at it this way. What are your plans for the future in terms of continuing the ghost hunting? Any expansion? Any special events?
We'll just continue to do paranormal investigating and working with the Boyd House and kind of promoting that for other investigators to come out to there. And I know we have a couple of different events hopefully coming up. They're in the works right now. So if you just keep checking our Facebook page for the Boyd House, you'll be able to see what's going on. And also our website at St. Croix Paranormal, we update that too as to what we're doing and what's going on.
Let me ask you one more question here. You have grandchildren.
Yes.
Has anything weird happened to them?
Like I said, they've had a few things where they were, my grandson was playing with his grandfather. Well, that's what he told my daughter. And he passed away before he was even born. And he'd never seen a picture or even heard of him. And she showed him a picture. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's grandpa. That's who I talk to all the time. So, yeah, there's that. But now he doesn't see him anymore. So
I think society educates them or brainwashes kids out of it. I think kids have remarkable sensitivities at times, but we don't believe them. If a child says, I did saw this or heard that, Oh, he's just playing. It's an imaginary friend. It's that sort of thing. Once again, Jill, please tell our listeners where we can find more of your stuff.
You can find us on Facebook at Boyd House or at StCroixParanormal.com. And just check us out there, and you can get a hold of me through the website or through Facebook if you have any questions about the Boyd House or any paranormal investigating.
You can find us on Twitter. If you look for the Paracast, we have two Paracasts, community, fan clubs, etc. on Facebook. We also have a special feature for everyone called the Paracast Plus. We offer this show with better quality audio, enhanced audio, free of the network ads. It's almost like Netflix. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. It's available exclusive to Paracast Plus subscribers, where you never know what's going to happen next. We have continuing interviews. We feature weekly UFO report updates from special correspondent William Puckett, a former atmospheric scientist. So he knows a lot of the things that can cause people to see UFOs, but are perfectly conventional. For more information, set your browser to theparacast.plus, P-L-U-S, theparacast.plus, for more details on the Paracast Plus. Jill, thank you so much for hanging with us and joining us on the Paracast.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.